Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Rebecca Spitzko, Program Manager for the Grants.gov initiative, which is managed by the Department of Health and Human Services. And joining us in our conversation is Lori Dornack.
Becky, with such a diverse audience from the grant applicant community, how do you reach out to so many potential different applicants, and how do you market the services of Grants.gov to that community?
That's really been a challenge, and we've used many different means to go about doing the marketing. But very much we are very focused on that we do need to market the program. We've started out early on in identifying what we call channel partners, which these were large organizations that already had outreach mechanisms in place to get to their members. And we worked with identifying them so we could use them to provide information to via emails or mailing, and then they could help push that word out. We've also worked a lot with the grant-making agencies in identifying who their applicant community is and ask them for mailing lists or provide them information and then let them push that out. We truly are a very small office. Our numbers are small, so we look to try to leverage the relationships that we have. We also do a lot of presentations. We kind of share it within the office. We go on the road to large conferences, but also some small ones, some rural areas, because we feel like that's where the message can make the biggest difference, and those are the folks that don't have as many resources to bear to actually find the federal grants. So a lot of it's been word of mouth, which we think's a good thing. Advertising and marketing will tell you word of mouth is the best type of advertisement you can get. So we work with doing the presentations. We've also contacted members of the Hill. Often they'll bring together some of their constituents and we'll go out and do a briefing for that. And the marketing is a lot of email as much as we can, but we are also in the midst of launching a PR campaign right now to do some advertising in some journals targeted at a particular segments of our grant community, doing some mailing, and then we'll evaluate how well that marketing campaign is driving our numbers up and getting us to where we need to go.
The Grants.gov program has received a number of accolades over this past year since its inception. Some of those included the FOSSE Showcase of Excellence Award and the National Grant Management Association's Electronic Solutions Award. Can you tell us a little bit more about these awards?
Yes, the first award we received was at FOSSE, and that was really exciting because it was the first one. Nominations went into the committee, and they narrow things down to about 10 finalists or so, and then they make some selections for what they feel are from the Federal Leadership Council's, what they call their Showcase of Excellence. And they're looking for projects that have had an impact government-wide and have really made a difference and have brought that citizen-centric approach to doing business electronically. Everyone who is selected as a finalist has a booth or a display at what the call FOSSE calls E-Town. So that was one of the first booths that we set up. We got a lot of traffic to that booth, was able to share a lot of information about the program, and they had a luncheon, and when we were selected, that was very exciting, and we just feel like that's great PR for the program. That really helps to get the word out. Most of the technology type magazines will cover FOSSE and follow up on that, as well as there's a lot of email that goes out, so that helps us spread the word as well. The National Grants Management Association's Electronic Solution Award was the next award that we received, and that was probably April or May timeframe. And that was a new category, and that was to recognize electronic solutions that had made a difference in the grant environment for the federal government. So being selected for this really helped to demonstrate the impact, as well as acknowledge that this is a government-wide effort. People are aware of it. And, you know, part of the challenge is getting the information down to lots of people in an organization and making them aware of it. And many of the grant-making agencies are very, very large. And we have a few people who know about it. So pushing it down and that organization has your grant specialists. It has some of your program people. It also has a lot of state representatives now. They have expanded it beyond just the federal government. So that gave us a lot of exposure. That award was given out at their conference, and we were very pleased to have been selected. And the third award that we recently received was an HHS award, and it was the Secretary's Award for Distinguished Service. And this is an annual awards program where they select awards that have made a significant difference in addressing and advancing the mission of the department. And what was very unique about this, and at least I find unique from my federal experience, is that the award, it wasn't just to the HHS employees that are part of the grants.gov program management office. It was to everyone who was part of that. So we had many detailees from education, HUD, transportation, NSF. All of those were also included in the award. Anyone who was part of that and really made it happen. And so it was nice to see it not be stovepiped into that agency kind of mentality as we recognize our own people. And this was recognizing a cross government team of folks that had really done a lot to bring it together. The citation that was on that award was for achieving consensus among the 26 federal grant making agencies and creating a unified web storefront to find and apply for federal grants. So we were pleased and excited to be recognized within HHS as well.
And thinking about the scope of grant making in the federal government, I'm just curious, has this type of grant program ever been attempted before?
There were efforts to do that, and actually we're quite fortunate that those efforts took place because it gave us a great launching pad to getting the program going. There was what some people you may remember, it was called Fed Commons for a while through the Interagency Electronic Grant Association, IAEGC. It was a group of agencies that had come together because they recognized the value of sharing best practices and that what they were doing in the grants area was similar across each agency, and they were looking to have a common electronic system for the government. And that's where the Fed Commons effort grew out of that. Originally, before grants.gov existed, the public law 106-107 was signed into legislation in 1999. So there was an electronic component, a requirement for that law, and Fed Common was the means that they had hoped to fulfill that portion of the law with. So the Fed Commons group did a lot of work in looking at trying to define the architecture, what was going to be the approach, gathering some of the requirements, looking at some cross-agency data and trying to come up with that core data set. But the biggest drawbacks was they didn't have funding and they didn't have dedicated staff and they really had no owner. There was really a group of people that came together. There wasn't an agency, a management structure. There wasn't the support. There was support within the federal grant community for it, but not really that agency structure to really help support and make it happen, which has been very valuable. So they had made a lot of strides forward. They had actually done a fine pilot in working with GSA because the Fed BizOps site, which is for finding all contract opportunities. Grants.gov, the fine piece is very similar. It's almost the same, which is one of the reasons they were hoping to leverage that. So they had done a pilot trying to use the same data elements, and from that they learned that we really needed to have some more that were specific and unique to the grants area. So that work had already been done before Grants.gov started. So that really gave us a good place to start for the fine piece. The 106-107 pre-award group was one of the groups. They were working on those fine data elements. And they're also looking on a standard format for full announcements. So all that work has just dovetailed right into grants.gov, and we were able to take that and then give an electronic face to the community. And so that really helped us a lot in launching that, as well as we had a lot of agency efforts. They had a tremendous number of lessons learned. And even though they weren't doing it on a government-wide perspective, they were doing it on a department-wide perspective. An agency like NSF, they've been doing it for 10 years. So they had learned a lot and could really share a lot of that information about how they did electronic grants, how they got their numbers up, what were some of the really critical factors to consider. So we were very fortunate in having that foundation to build upon that really helped to launch our effort.
So where do you see the grants.gov program going? When do you expect it will graduate from the e-government initiatives?
Well, graduation is somewhat of a new concept, and as we evolve and the eGov programs evolve, I think the original emphasis was creating them and making them succeed. And then it was, okay, where's their next step? So the next step that's been laid out is graduating or institutionalizing these. So this is the way we do business across the federal government, which is very important. We don't want these initiatives to stop. We want them to truly become the recognized way to do business. OMB is really still trying to figure out what graduating means, when you've graduated. One of the key factors that they have identified is moving government-wide programs to what we call a fee-for-service. Now, as we move into fiscal year 05, we're moving to a fee-for-service that all 26 grant-making agencies will be contributing to and supporting the grants.gov effort. So that's one means of graduating. One of the others is potentially when you've met all your goals and milestones that were originally laid out in the first 2 years. And grants.gov has done that. So we kind of essentially feel we've graduated. We haven't quite wore the cap and gown yet or walked down the aisle, but we are very close to being there and becoming an institution in a good sense within the federal government.
It's exciting to think about the first graduate. What does the future hold for this and other eGov initiatives? We'll ask Rebecca Spitzko, Program Manager for Grants.gov, for her thoughts when the Business of Government Hour returns.